Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and we'd love to hear from you. 888-302-3684 for questions related to medicine or nutrition. You can start dialing now, and we'll take your phone calls momentarily. But first, we got to clear up some things because it has been a perfect storm for supplements this week. Big story that has been trumpeted in the media, and I'm sure you saw it. Dietary supplements lead to thousands of hospitalizations each year. And this one from Time magazine. Supplements cause more than 23,000 ER visits per year. FDA warns of hazards from supplements. Dietary supplements are doing much more measurable harm than we know. And on and on and on it goes. And then insult to injury, there was the Lamar Odom tragedy. He was hanging out in a Nevada brothel and slammed down 10 herbal Viagra tablets and ended up in a coma in a hospital. He seems to be showing some signs of coming out of the coma, but who knows if he's not been irretrievably damaged by these bogus erectile dysfunction herbal supplements. So what do we make of this? And a lot of people have been, you know, I posted this on Facebook, and a lot of people have been saying we're anxious to hear your response on the radio program. Indeed, I'm going to draft a more detailed response for our newsletter, so sign up for our newsletter at drhoffman.com, and you'll be hearing a lot about this. But so what is it? What's the actual story? Well, they did a sampling, and they looked at about 3,000 cases of mayhem associated with supplements that led people to go to emergency rooms. And it ranged from people having swallowing problems with supplements. They took too big supplements, or maybe kids got into the supplement bottles, or older individuals took supplements and choked on them, to among the younger people, people in their 20s and 30s, people who took either energy supplements or male potency supplements and ended up feeling weird or with palpitations. And they extrapolated this to what could happen nationally, because this is a small sample. And this is an estimate. It's only an estimate. They did not record 23,000 ER visits, but they simply estimate that 23,000 emergency room visits per year were linked to dietary supplements. And when they use the term dietary supplements, you may think that, well, now, you know, look at the supplements that are sitting on in your cabinet, and you may think, oh, my goodness, so these are deadly. These are the very same things that send people to emergency rooms across the country. But think again, because we're painting with a broad brush. Dietary supplements means weird, bogus things that sometimes people order through the internet for the wrong purposes. And I got to tell you that you have never heard on this program me endorse either a erectile dysfunction supplement or some kind of magic weight loss panacea. I just stay away from those, although there are plenty of those out there, because the potential for harm and also just the potential for harm and disappointment is too great. And yeah, you know, I've gotten a lot of endorsement offers from companies that purport to offer products that deliver you better sex or incredible weight loss benefits, and I just turn them down, because that's not the legitimate side of the supplement industry. And that's where the majority of these reports come from. And I'm going to read you part of the response that you can read at the website for the Alliance for Natural Health. I helped draft their response because we kind of did a rapid response to all the press reports. ANH-USA.org. Alliance for Natural Health. I'm on the board of that fine organization, and they do a lot of clarification on stories like this. Gretchen DeBow, who's the executive director, writes, "The conclusions this study draws are almost laughable. A closer look at the data shows that these cases were not caused by unsafe products. 20% of the cases analyzed were the result of unsupervised children swallowing pills. 40% of the cases in patients 65 and over who had trouble swallowing uncrushed pills. And many cases were heart palpitations from ingesting too many diet pills, sexual enhancement pills, and energy drinks. Wait a minute. Since when did energy drinks become dietary supplements? Yeah, I mean, too many people slamming down Red Bull and, you know, so you just things that, you know, when you buy gas and you go to, you know, pay for your gas inside the little kiosk that sells soda and candy, you'll see like little packets of things that purport to enhance your energy and keep you from being drowsy as a driver. And these things are loaded with caffeine. And some sensitive people will be off to the races with those things, feel weird, have palpitations. Of the 23,000 people alleged to have problems, again, an estimate, only 2,000, that would be one-tenth of them, were hospitalized. And they don't even have any statistics on how many people came to irretrievable harm, probably a minuscule fraction, maybe zero deaths. We don't even know from this study. And the forces at play in the regulatory agencies and in Congress, you know, there's some people who just want to regulate the supplement industry out of existence. And they've got an agenda. They've had an agenda for years and years and years. With help from supplement consumers like you, we've pushed back on their agenda. What they want to do is basically have supplements regulated like drugs, so that every time you introduced a new supplement, you'd have to, you know, come up with randomized controlled trials costing tens, if not hundreds of millions of dollars, ultimately resulting in the fact that maybe only big pharmaceutical companies would be able to sell supplements. They have the apparatus in place to go through the regulatory hurdles. This would eliminate small, nimble, innovative companies that now introduce supplements of great quality, and ultimately diminish our choices in an industry that the vast majority of which offers supplements of quality and safety. And, you know, more from the ANH press release that I helped craft. Most of the stories about supplements in the media claim that nutritional supplements are not regulated by the FDA. This is a continuing shibboleth, a meme that is always introduced when stories like this are published. But it's simply untrue. The FDA is fully empowered to remove any product from the market that's unsafe. And they've literally removed hundreds of unsafe products in the past few years. The herbal Viagra, we'll talk a little bit about that. But there are actually supplements out there from unscrupulous manufacturers that contain drugs, that contain, in the case of energy products, amphetamine-like substances. In the case of herbal Viagra, so-called, actual clinical amounts of pharmaceutical drugs like Viagra, Cialis, and so on, Levitra. And so these can't properly be called supplements. They're adulterated supplements, and I'm fully down with the FDA removing these products from the marketplace. They have no business being there, and there are some unscrupulous players in the supplement industry. But both the FDA and the FTC have the power to stop fraudulent advertising. It almost seems, and a little bit conspiratorial, but, you know, really, I think that this is the case. It's almost like the FDA is hanging back, waiting for more tragedies to occur, hoping to be empowered with a bigger budget, more staff, and more stringent laws, because, you know, as Rahm Emanuel once said, something to the effect of never let a good crisis go to waste, because here's a crisis, and yeah, okay, immediately people step up and say, we need more stringent laws to protect the public. And if we simply enforce the laws already in place, this safe industry will become even more so, and consumers will continue to have access to this vital component for their naturally healthy lifestyles. So that's a little bit of perspective on these lurid headlines, and I'm going to share more with you in a newsletter article. You can subscribe to our newsletter at drhoffman.com. And we'll be taking phone calls momentarily. Also comment on the tragedy of Lamar Odom, herbal Viagra, in just a moment. 888-302-3684. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Why do I use Clear Sinus Care? Because I like to breathe.
Because I hate having a dry nose.
There are a lot of reasons to use Clear Sinus Care, the nasal rinse and sinus spray with xylitol. But the best reason is because it works.
I use Clear because my doctor told me to.
Because it's all natural.
Clear, spelled X-L-E-A-R, moisturizes and soothes those dry and irritated sinuses. Clear Sinus Care not only helps with dry air problems, it also helps wash away pollens, pollutants, and other airborne contaminants, making your sinus passageways all clear.
Because my snoring was keeping my wife awake.
Because now I'm not all stuffed up.
And because it's all natural, Clear is 100% safe for children. The perfect way to keep your whole family healthy and breathing right. Prevent the misery and stop the suffering with Clear. That's X-L-E-A-R at clear.com and fine retailers.
Available at Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine natural products retailers.
If you could be more heart healthy just by drinking a glass of earthy vegetable juice daily, would you do it? Probably not. But what if this performance-enhancing veggie was transformed into a great-tasting circulation superfood drink? It's called Superbeets, and I can help you try it risk-free. Superbeets is loaded with vegetable dietary nitrates that boost nitric oxide levels in your body, and this equals an increase in energy and stamina without stimulants. Dietary nitrates are incredible for supporting healthy blood pressure, too. I drink Superbeets in the morning for energy, at the gym for extra long workouts, or in the afternoon as a pick-me-up without the jittery side effects. Call 1-800-664-5617 or go to danishootsbeats.com. Get a 30-day supply free. It comes with your first order, and it's backed by a money-back guarantee. You also get the free book, Beat the Odds, and free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results that you feel with your first free canister, guaranteed or your money back. That's 1-800-664-5617, danishootsbeats.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine, 888-302-3684. And Bruce, welcome.
Yeah, well, hi, Dr. Hoffman, an avid listener. I've been listening to your show ever since you started all those years ago.
Excellent. That's a long time.
Yeah, so I want to ask you a question. My brother has myelodysplastic syndrome in the accelerated phase and is going towards acute myelogenous leukemia.
Yeah, and so first, can I just pause to share with our listeners what that is? Myelodysplastic syndrome, or MDS, is a condition that usually affects older individuals. It's a kind of a tired bone marrow syndrome. Where the bone marrow stops producing the elements of blood, which are red blood cells, white blood cells, and platelets. And you start with anemia, and then you have immunosuppression, and then it can morph into leukemia. It can actually be sometimes a precursor to leukemia. So go ahead.
Okay, so he's electing, his elements are drifting down, and his blasts are appearing. And he's electing to do the chemotherapy. And my question to you is, I suggested even before this time to take probiotics, and the hematologist at a very prominent hospital in New York said no, because the capsule may contain chemicals which would be detrimental to the hematological elements. You saw another hematologist.
So let me share with you. Look, I mean, I don't think probiotics are bad in early stages of myelodysplastic syndrome, but, you know, this gets a little complicated when you start using chemotherapy or when you have a very, very suppressed immune system. One of the features of advanced myelodysplastic syndrome or leukemia is your immune system can be very weak. And I got to say that, you know, it may be a legitimate concern that a person can actually have such a weak immune system that probiotics or the introduction of outside bacteria may, you know, when you have a very devastating condition like leukemia or you're extremely immune suppressed, may theoretically the bacteria could proliferate and your immune system might not handle it and you could literally be infected by the seemingly beneficial bacteria for the majority of people, but for someone who's immune suppressed, it could be an issue. So I don't get it about the capsule materials. That's probably not likely to be a problem. Look, generally, oncologists are just not happy with patients taking supplements, and they just want to use the conventional treatments. And that's why, you know, I think it's good to get the perspective of a nutritionally oriented physician like myself, who is cautious about using you know, supplements willy-nilly in cancer or when patients are getting conventional cancer treatments, but also knows which ones, you know, are safe and can be used compatibly with conventional treatments. It's not enough to just wave your arms and say, oh, don't use any supplements at all. They might interfere. I think that that's not right. But go ahead.
No, well, that was it. The other doctor said exactly what you said, that there may be some bad bacteria included in the probiotics to cause an infection, and he wouldn't recommend.
Yeah.
So, you know, to get your opinion.
Yeah, you look, I mean, obviously they're a person who is having a devastating cancer condition could benefit from certain key nutrients. I'm just not going to enter into the conversation because I don't know what he's getting, what he's had. I think it's a little too complicated to handle, you know, secondhand via the phone. But, you know, the nutritional support can make a difference for many cancers. And so I wouldn't preclude it entirely. Just, yeah, maybe a caution flag on probiotics just in this case. All right. Let's talk to Lois in New Jersey. How you doing, Lois?
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. Long-time listener of yours.
Excellent.
Greatly appreciate your advice.
Sure.
I was just recently diagnosed with osteoporosis.
Yeah.
And I've been taking all kinds of supplements to try to avoid it, but it's very prevalent in my family.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm kind of leery about taking the bisphosphonate drugs.
Yeah, and you should be.
And everything you see on the web, nothing's good about them.
Right.
And I want to know about your opinion about strontium and maybe something
else
that I could take.
Yeah, strontium can be very helpful. And, you know, we often talk about strontium as a bone builder. And I've really found it very reliable for building bone in the vast majority of patients. And the proper dosage of strontium is 320 milligram capsules at bedtime for a total of 640 milligrams. That would be an appropriate dose. But even more interesting is something that we recently talked about. And I would refer, many of you listeners don't realize we do weekday podcasts. The podcasts are available at drhoffman.com. We did a fascinating podcast on a supplement called Ostinol, O-S-T-I-N-O-L. And it's available from drhoffman.com now because we use it in patients with osteoporosis. But it goes beyond treating osteoporosis. It even seems to help inflammatory conditions like osteoarthritis, even rheumatoid arthritis. It's helpful for healing fractures. And I'm going to be incorporating more and more Ostinol in my treatment of patients with bone problems because it has remarkable effects in terms of regenerating bone. So look for that as a new osteoporosis supplement along with vitamin D and vitamin K. Osteosupport, which is our calcium with other cofactors. These all work together to build bone. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
At Nordic Naturals, we know that a commitment to deliver the world's safest, most effective omega oils requires an exceptional process. That's why we manage every step of production, from boat to bottle. That includes sustainably sourcing wild-caught fish from well-managed fisheries. It means using state-of-the-art equipment and technology at our manufacturing plant in Arctic Norway. Nordic Naturals bottles and encapsulates our omega-3s at our own facility and carefully ships products from our eco-friendly headquarters in California. The result? Nordic Naturals products have received more than 40 awards for taste, innovation, and product excellence. You can trust the quality of Nordic Naturals products and know you're getting all the health benefits omega-3 fish oils offer. Nordic Naturals' high-quality, great-tasting omega-3s make staying healthy easier for you and your family. When choosing an omega-3 fish oil product, choose the number one fish oil in the U.S. Choose Nordic Naturals. Available at natural product retailers or online at nordicnaturals.com.
The best things in life are free. Free of gluten, dairy, allergens, and GMOs. And that's important in today's toxic world. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. Ohira's Probiotics has prided itself on purity that creates this certified vegetarian whole food supplement. The nourishing prebiotic culture medium in Dr. Ohira's Probiotics is comprised exclusively of pure spring water, fruits, wild vegetables, mushrooms, and seaweed. This carefully balanced and perfectly blended composition goes through a 3-year fermentation process, allowing it to maximize the natural health-promoting properties of each restorative ingredient. The final result? Dr. Ohira's Probiotics is an organic, living fusion that merges and encourages the evolution of your own exclusive internal bacteria, helping to support a healthy digestive system. Discover the Dr. Ohira difference and live free. Look for Dr. Ohira's Probiotics at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. In our newsletter this week, really fascinating article, I put together 13 ways that you need to break down a study before you accept its conclusions. You know, we're bombarded with information and we hear this, we hear that, we hear the other thing, contradictory claims. And I arm you, the public, with 13 ways to challenge the conclusions of what seems to be irrefutable evidence in a study. Check it out at drhoffman.com and subscribe to our newsletter because you get that kind of information every single week in your inbox. All right, this item, something I've been talking about for several weeks, which is Superbeats. You know, according to the American Heart Association, Americans age 40 and over don't produce enough nitric oxide. They produce just 50% of the levels they did at age 20. And nitric oxide is the key to athletic performance and also to circulation. I've been using Superbeats and Neo 40. Superbeats a powder. Neo 40 is a lozenge. And it's a great product. I love that I'm doing something healthy for my heart, my circulation, my blood pressure. And it's boosted my athletic performance as well. I feel confident in offering this to my listeners because I take Superbeats every day. And I can feel the energy it gives me within 20 minutes. And I want you to feel it, too. Join me to take the Intelligent Medicine Heart Health Challenge. And when you order two boxes of Neo 40, you'll get a 30-day supply of Superbeats free. Plus, you'll get a free book about the science behind nitric oxide. You'll also get free saliva testing strips and free shipping along with a money-back guarantee. Neo 40 and Superbeats together. They're tested, patented, and they work. Plus now, Superbeats comes in a black cherry flavor, so you have no reason not to give it a try. Call 800-738-2198. That's 800-738-2198, or go to intelligentbeats.com, 800-738-2198. Okay, let's talk a moment about the Lamar Odom tragedy. Lamar Odom, a basketball player, he's played for a number of teams, including the Lakers. And he's a remarkable player, and he also he was also married to Kim Kardashian. He owns that distinction. And it's kind of it's gone into sort of a downward spiral. And he checked into a notorious Nevada brothel. You know, prostitution's legal in Nevada. And he plunked down $75,000 for a five-day stay. So you know that this was not an exercise in rationality or sobriety. He's also known to have problems with drugs and substance abuse. And although the circumstances are unclear, it is likely that he took some cocaine during his five-day spiral into deterioration at this Bunny Farm Ranch in Nevada. And he is alleged to have taken 10 tablets of a, quote, natural sexual energy pill called Reload. And we happen to know the down low about Reload. Reload is not really an herbal product. So you can't really claim, oh, you know, this is like an herbal thing. It's a supplement. It's actually an illegal, illicit product for which the FDA has already issued a warning because it contains real Viagra hidden in the ingredients list on the label. So this is a real setup for disaster because you take cocaine, and cocaine is a stimulant. It gets your heart racing. It can cause heart palpitations. It can even ultimately lead to heart failure. And then you take Viagra, which in doses like this, I mean, who knows how much you got? Because you don't, if you take Viagra pills, okay, you know it's a standardized dose, but you get, you know, a little bit or a lot in these herbal supplements, who knows what you're getting? You take 10 of them, that precipitously drops your blood pressure. You can have a stroke, which apparently he might have undergone. He was in a coma. They thought he was, you know, on life support. They thought that ultimately you're going to have to pull the plug. Now he shows signs of resuscitating, but who knows what irrevocable damage occurred during this period where his brain was deoxygenated. There's a problem here because 25% or about 300 supplement formulas of sexual enhancement supplements are tainted with either Viagra, Cialis, or Levitra. I'm sharing with you a perspective from a good colleague of mine who I've interviewed at drhoffman.com on our Intelligent Medicine podcast, Dr. Gio Espinosa, and he's written a good column on Lamar Odom, which I've posted on Facebook. So the bad publicity that supplements have garnered because of this is really not deserved, because you can scarcely call Reload a dietary supplement on a par with vitamin D. We're on a par with fish oil made by a reputable manufacturer, or aged garlic extract, probiotics like Essential Formula, RegActive. I mean, generically, they fall under this broad rubric of dietary supplements. But to cast aspersions on the whole supplement industry because of these unfortunate episodes is absurd. So, you know, I say avoid dietary supplements that purport to enhance your sexual performance. And if you want to, you know, get a prescription for Viagra, Cialis, Levitra, fine. I'm not opposed. I sometimes prescribe that to men along with a lifestyle program. I check their testosterone. I want them to exercise. I want them to eat a clean diet. I want them to take things that support nitric oxide, like Super Beets. These are all part of a lifestyle program for enhancing sexuality, adequate sleep, treatment of depression and anxiety. I mean, these are all part and parcel of a program to restore natural sexual performance. But to take a pill that's an illicit pill that has God knows what ingredients in it, undisclosed, is absurd. And, you know, you could, in this case, it's actually preferable to take a pharmaceutical. But, you know, here's the rub. You know, when they talk about all these emergency room visits that people who've taken supplements have undergone, the number of emergency room visits that people who take regular drugs require is on an order of magnitude 50 to 100 times as great. And that is, you know, in the comparison, that's never mentioned. All right, 888-302-3684. Let's talk to Carol in Manhattan. How are you, Carol?
Just fine. I listen to you every Saturday morning, first on the computer and then on the radio, if I can.
And you stay away from these sexual enhancement and energy supplements like the plague, right?
I found it very interesting. I didn't know it was the WeLoad, and I found it very interesting what you've said about him, you know, because I've been following it. This is about my sister. At first she thought, and the doctor thought, maybe she had neuropathy in her legs and her feet or whatever. Yeah. She had several tests. She doesn't have diabetes. She doesn't have anything.
And what are the symptoms that she's having?
I wanted to tell you, the symptoms are that her feet are very hot.
Yep.
Especially at night. Mm-hmm. So that's like she'll be sleeping.
Yep.
And, you know, and she'll wake up and her feet will be so hot she'll have to get up and walk around. And then it'll go away and she'll go back to bed.
So this is not that uncommon. I can think of a couple reasons for that. You know, first, you have to rule out neuropathy, which is, you know, you go to a neurologist and you can get EMGs and make sure you don't have something akin to diabetic neuropathy or even what's called idiopathic neuropathy. We don't know precisely why it occurs. It could even be due to a B12 deficiency, for example. So that has to be ruled out. Then, you know, what's left? Well, there could be a dermatological condition, some sort of skin inflammation that's causing her feet to be red and hot. The dermatologist can rule that out. And ultimately, there is a condition of hot feet and hands called erythromelalgia. And, you know, it's kind of like the opposite of what's called Raynaud's syndrome. Raynaud's syndrome is when you get very cold, painful fingertips and toes. And that's sometimes associated with autoimmunity. Erythromelalgia is a rarer condition, but it can result in pain and heat and redness in your hands and feet. I don't know which of these problems your sister has, and I'm not even sure how to address this nutritionally without a proper diagnosis.
Uh-huh. You don't think something like magnesium would help or something like that?
As you know, it's kind of like chicken soup. It wouldn't hurt. It might be beneficial. And, you know, while you're helping your sister with you know, sort of, you know, you're a nutritional maven, you listen to the show, and you might provide her with some helpful suggestions. Sometimes magnesium and fish oil can help to alleviate these types of conditions. There's even a possibility that there's a dimension of food intolerance involved in something like this, and she could try elimination of some of the key dietary precipitants of allergic reactions. It's a weird allergic manifestation, I have to admit. It's not like coughing, wheezing, you know, eye burning or congestion, but, you know, sometimes that's the way that food intolerance manifests. I'm not saying that's the case. It's just part and parcel of, you know, what I would hypothesize if I saw a patient like that in my office. And believe me, we unfortunately, we do see some really weird stuff, and we have to really put in our thinking caps and try to analyze people's problems. Thanks for calling in, Carol. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We'll pause, and when we return, more of your phone calls, and we got lots more to talk about on today's edition of Intelligent Medicine.
Why do I use the Spry Dental Defense System? Because it tastes great.
Because fillings are ugly.
There are a lot of reasons to use the Spry Dental Defense System. A complete line of oral care products such as toothpaste, mouthwash, gum, mints, and more, made with 100% xylitol. But the best reason is because it works. And because it's all natural, Spry is 100% safe for kids. There are even Spry products developed especially for your children and toddlers.
Because my dental hygienist told me to.
Because it's all natural.
So ask for Spry by name whenever you buy toothpaste, mouthwash, gum, mints, or anything else for your mouth. And make sure you're receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
Because I want a great smile, duh. Why do I use Spry? Because it works.
The Spry Dental Defense System. Great taste, less fillings. For information or to purchase Spry, visit SpryDental.com.
Available at Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine natural products retailers.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. You know, I recently posted several articles on how diet and lifestyle can help breast cancer patients and prostate cancer patients live longer and survive their cancer and not have a recurrence. So it was of interest when I came across this article, and I posted it on Facebook. Many cancer survivors have unhealthy diets, study finds. And I find that a supremely irrational choice because the evidence is mounting that with the vast majority of cancers, particularly, you know, hormonal cancers, prostate cancer, breast cancer, cancers of the gastrointestinal tract, and many other cancers, that diet and lifestyle and supplements really make a difference. Can, you know, they're not foolproof, but they can increase your likelihood of staying in remission after you've been appropriately treated, whether it be surgery, chemotherapy, hormonal therapy, doesn't matter what you're doing, supplements and diet, lifestyle, exercise, they may play a role in determining if you're going to be lucky enough to survive your cancer. So it was of interest to me. I came across this article, which is a study that says that more than in a survey of more than 1,500 U.S. adult cancer survivors, it was found that they were less likely than others to adhere to national dietary guidelines. And the findings raise questions about whether oncologists are doing their job to educate cancer patients about the health benefits of improving their diets. And they note that, for example, a Mediterranean diet could help prevent breast cancer, even reduce the chances of recurrence. The study involved over 1,500 U.S. cancer survivors compared to nearly 3,100 people never diagnosed with cancer. And what they found is that cancer survivors scored only about 47 out of 100 on adherence to U.S. dietary guidelines. Consumption of vegetables and whole grains was especially poor. Adults who had not had cancer scored somewhat better. Compared to those who not had cancer, their survivors consumed a bit more fat, added sugar, and alcohol, and they ate less fiber. Overall, the cancer survivors also failed to consume the recommended daily amounts of vitamin D, vitamin E, potassium, and calcium. So what's up with that? This is published in the October 13th edition of the journal Cancer. And someone, when I posted this, someone a little maliciously posted the following. She wrote, "This article is so bogus. My mom was an athlete, very careful with her diet. She was slim, ate so healthy, and didn't smoke. Yet she died of lung cancer. My friend's mom is 102. She eats what she wants and never exercised a day in her life. I'm a firm believer it's all about your genes, and nothing you can do is going to change a thing. Might as well enjoy that brownie. And I say, yeah, you know, there's a point to be made about the genetic predisposition to cancer, and cancer is a little bit the luck of the draw, but I got to say, I'm going to push back on Chris, is that, yes, there are outliers. There are people who do all kinds of bad stuff to themselves, live to, you know, become centenarians, and then you know, people who die young and they're virtuous. You've heard the expression that life is not a merit system, and sometimes bad things happen to good people, right? You've learned that by now. And yet, diet and lifestyle, proper supplementation can make a huge difference, can give you that additional survival edge if you've had a brush with cancer. It's still very well documented, and it's all the worse that that message is not being imparted to cancer survivors. That message should be broadcast by oncologists, and it's not getting across. All right, let's talk to Larry. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi, Larry.
Yes, I'm Larry from Queens, and my mother recently had some salmon, and she had a reaction to it.
Mm-hmm.
She had uncontrollable vomiting and diarrhea and dizziness.
Okay.
And she took some antibiotics.
Right.
And I was just wondering, what else can she do? Because the symptom hasn't subsided.
Wow.
And she was wondering, yeah.
Okay, so here's, this is an interesting situation. When you consume salmon in particular and certain types of fish, there are two possibilities here. Salmon is high in histamines, and sometimes you can have a histamine reaction, which can be quite severe. But it's more likely this is a case of food poisoning, which is the theory that the doctor is operating on, that there was bacterial contamination of the salmon, and therefore antibiotics were given routinely to make her symptoms go away. Now they're not going away, and this is what sometimes happens after an episode of food poisoning. You know, about one-third of the cases of IBS, or irritable bowel syndrome, in this country, maybe more, are triggered by an episode of food poisoning. And food poisonings occur, you know, maybe 20 or 30 million times in America. Maybe that's even an underestimate of food poisoning episodes. But when you eat something and you get an upset stomach or diarrhea, that may be an episode of food poisoning. And the problem is that even if the bacteria are killed off, and it's likely the bacteria have been zapped by the antibiotics, they've run their course, there can be a residual of long-term irritable bowel. So you have to kind of nurture and heal the bowel into recovery. And how do you do that? Well, you can, might have to modify the diet. An episode like this may cause your mom to become intolerant to certain foods that she previously was tolerant to. She may need to be on a elimination diet. She may also need to take probiotics to restore her intestinal balance, because we've killed off some of the good bacteria, and actually the antibiotics themselves can cause long-term diarrhea. She may have, and this is something that a doctor can check, she may have what's called C. difficile, which is a type of diarrheal condition, very severe, that can be caused by antibiotics. So that's worth checking. Is she allergic? Well, there are ways to determine that. She can take tests, or we can try an elimination diet. And there's actually some natural things that help to quell intestinal allergies. She could take glutamine. She could take quercetin. There's a new supplement called DAO, diamine oxidase, which is helpful for some patients suffering from food allergies. It's kind of a newish supplement, but we're beginning to use it in patients who have a lot of food intolerances. That's something that we can try in this case. Go ahead.
Hello?
Larry? Yeah, Larry.
Yeah, well, how would you spell that? The glue or something, you said this now?
Glutamine, glutamine. But look, I mean, I suggest that this is a little complicated, and I suggest that you work with a nutritionally oriented physician, or at least a nutritionist, to try and, you know, return things to normalcy. This is the kind of thing that we often see, is that a bout of food poisoning is a trigger for long-term gastrointestinal distress. And you have to kind of nurture the intestinal tract back into normal functioning. So give that a shot, and consider that advice for mom. Probiotics, yeah, they may play a role here in terms of healing. All right, That's all the time that we have for today's edition of Intelligent Medicine. But I'll remind you that this program is but the tip of the iceberg of the Intelligent Medicine phenomenon. We've got lots more podcasts, and we have lots more copy and lots more blogs, lots more stories that we post at drhoffman.com. So there's a lot of content, and it's all free. That's my favorite four-letter word, F-R-E-E. We know that you have a lot of choices when buying supplements, but our content is free. I hope you enjoy it. But please help support Intelligent Medicine by buying your supplements at drhoffman.com. We stock the best quality supplements and many of the things that sound a little new, innovative, and on the cutting edge, we stock at drhoffman.com. So please check it out. Thanks for joining us. Have yourselves a great weekend. Enjoy baseball, football, and the outdoors. This is Intelligent Medicine.